So it is January 31st already, 2019, and this is the third call in the Abundance series. And we will begin as we always do in Shavasana. So find a comfortable place where you can lie down. Make sure there's nothing, just let me mute the lines. And you can do that both at your own end as well, but let me mute everybody here. All right. So find a quiet place where there's nothing disturbing you. No objects close by. Move things away so that you have space. The practice itself is a metaphor. So are you giving yourself space in your life? Are you giving yourself space in your business? Space to create, space to pause, space to dream, space to know the next step. Give yourself space here in this practice and begin lying on your back with your knees bent. Take the flesh of the buttocks and move the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Then extend one leg out and then the other. Let the baby toes drop to the earth. The rest of the toes follow. Have some support beneath your head. Let it be touching the shoulders but not beneath. And have enough support so that the chin is lower than the forehead or at least level with it. That helps the mind to become quiet. Bend the elbows. Point the fingers to the sky. Dig into the elbows and lift and open the heart center. Open the heart. Then release the arms into a low V, palms up position. Arms about 30 degrees away from the body. You may need to adjust the head support so that the support is still touching the shoulders. If you're wearing glasses, remove them. Put them somewhere safely beside you. That glasses bring us out into the world. When we take the glasses off, we go inward. Softly close the eyes and just watch the breath. Feel the breath. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the legs. Relax the arms. Let the body release to gravity. Take this time for yourself. Feel the softness of the fingers, softness of the palms of the hands. Let that softness travel up the arms, to the shoulders, the upper back, the throat, the neck, the skin of the scalp, the forehead, the face, the jaw. Just let go. Quiet ease. Let the face be smooth like butter. No wrinkles, soft. Any face that you've been holding to greet the outer world, just let that go, that public face, let it go. It's not needed right now. Let there be ease. Relax the tongue all the way to its root in the throat. Feel spaciousness in the cavity of the mouth and the corresponding softness in the belly. Tongue rests gently in the bottom of the mouth. The teeth are slightly parted. lips barely touching. Let the gaze be toward the heart center behind closed eyes, if that's comfortable for you. And let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, letting the mind become quiet. Imagine the ears receding as well. So ears and eyes meet at a point toward the back brain. Pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. Go inward. Feel the ease of breath. Let the mind be one-pointed, focused only on the breath, letting everything else fall away as unimportant right now. Just this breath, here and now, focused, one-pointed attention. If thoughts arise, as thoughts will, it's the nature of thought. Gently, without judgment, let them go right now as unimportant. Just this moment. Watch the breath. Knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Slowly bend the knees and give yourself a big hug. Draw the knees, hold the knees with the hands. You can rock slowly from side to side, massaging the lower back. And then roll onto the right side. Support your head with your upper arm. Softly open the eyes, keeping the gaze toward the floor. Slowly, slowly press yourself up to sitting and come to our virtual circle. And whenever possible, camera on so that you can be fully present here. Returning to our virtual circle. And let's hear from one or two of you. What was this practice today? What did you love? What stays with you? What was beautiful today? What did you notice? Who would like to begin? Erin, thank you.
I liked that it was just a nice moment to just release any thoughts and remind myself that I'll remember what I need to remember. Mm. Let that go and just know that I can come back to it later.
I love that. And there's often, as entrepreneurs, we do so many things, and I gotta hang on to that and that and that and that and that. And we can't hold those things in our brains or in our physical space. Or so this practice brings a deep trust. It will be there. If it's important, it will return. Really nice. Thanks, Erin. What else? Let's hear from one more. Shelley.
I always forget where the unmute button is. That was just yummy. And when you said to take the gaze to the heart center, I saw these beautiful purple colors, but you said, and allow your eyes to drop back. And I couldn't do both at the same time. So I just went, those colors are beautiful, but I'm going to allow my eyes to just drop back. I let go of the need to continue to see this purple color.
That was Oh, Shelley. Yeah, this is really fantastic. And in the Yoga Sutras, I teach you mostly from chapter 2, because that's for, you know, the rest of us mere mortals. What are we supposed to do if we're not in line yet? You know, if everything isn't, you know, the birds aren't always humming in. And but chapter 3 is about, the yogis say there's, you know, special powers that come to us when we really do these practices. And whether you take those as metaphorical or that these are really real doesn't matter to me, your worldview. But, you know, there's in the Yoga Sutras, you know, walking through walls and being in two places at once and all kinds of things, right? Doesn't matter to me what your worldview is about that, whether they're speaking metaphorically or not. But there's a really important teaching in there. They say, yeah, all this stuff comes, and yeah, let it go is unimportant. It doesn't matter. It will take you off track. It doesn't matter. And so I love what you said. It's very much in the heart and spirit of the Yoga Sutras. And that's special things come to us. And as entrepreneurs, I think it's really important. Wow, I get a win, you know, with that strategy session. Or wow, now my company's expanding. And we can then grasp, you know, hang on to those things. So the practice has us let go of what has been hard and let go of what's beautiful too. Because otherwise I'm just staying, clinging to the past, and it's no longer even beautiful. I'm not here. So that's a subtle teaching, but one that has profound effect for our entrepreneurs. Because otherwise we gain a little bit of success and then we backslide because we want to hang on to it. And what kind of weird stuff happens inside of us that impedes progress, right? Love it. Thank you. Let's hear one more, because these are really profound. Let's hear one more. Yeah, Sherry, I knew there was one more out there wanting to be spoken.
So at the beginning, when you talked about clearing the space and giving ourselves room and everything, I've been present to how I've been doing that a lot and really stretching for uncluttering. And then what I realized at the end, as you were saying, well, get on your side, and my eyes go to something under my desk that it's like, oh, I really need to let go of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not ready. But is that where I need to make space? So, I mean, that whole making space became a lot more present.
That's so interesting, because so many things happening in that one moment. And I am distracted because I've got to go over to my desk and there's all that stuff that comes rushing in. And that's why that transition moment, when we roll to the side, can we just stay there and not need to rush into over there? Because otherwise, as entrepreneurs, we're bouncing from thing to thing to thing, you know? So can I stay in that transitional place? Can I stay with the practice where I am? And then also, not to push that away, like, oh man, I did something wrong and bad. I'm not supposed to, you know, that also is not helpful. But there's just that moment of notice. And then there's clarity about how this process goes out and shifts my world. So there's those opposite things happening. You know, the world is filled with paradox, right? That there's a notice so that it can have a ripple effect out into the world. And can I just stay here? Can I just stay here? And again, these are practices for, let me give an example from strategy sessions. Somebody in front of you might be saying, it's like they're calling for your program. They say, I've got pain here and here and here and here and here. And sometimes we just want to pounce on them and go, look, here, let me move too quickly, you know? Here's the thing you should do. Do this, because you're blah, 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 and we end up sounding like a commercial. Because the mind jumps. And we train it over and over again here in Shavasana not to jump. because we have to stay with where they are. Just like I went over in the last Practical Applications Club call on Tuesday with Cheryl's copy that was, actually, no, we didn't do that piece of Cheryl's copy. We've done it before, though, with copy that's moving too quickly. Strategy sessions that move too quickly, that are what we're going to be learning about today, is going to help with that. And so can I stay in that moment? Can I stay with that person? And they look like they're crying for our program, but it's kind of like my daughter says, you know, Mom, I've got to study for this and it's going to be late and I don't know what to do. And I know I've got a bunch of solutions over here. If I pounce on her and go, Dana, do this and that and that and that and that, she's going to shut down. Right? Training the mind to stay, training the mind to stay. Even when we see something that's directly applicable, stay right with that person. Stay right where you are in your talk. Stay to that power to stay. Really great. Really great. All right. Couple of announcements. Anything else burning to be said? I want to make that space here without which we can't go forward. Anything wanting to be said? Okay, so a couple of announcements. We have completed practical applications, and oh my goodness, we did a version of practical applications in the summer, but as far as I'm concerned, this one, you know, blew it out of the water. There is so much content there for you. If you go back to listen to practical applications one, you're going to hear a whole different call. You'll hear it at a whole different level. And practical applications seven, Erin, thank you for being there. I knew that we'd scheduled that at the last minute. I wasn't expecting a lot of live participation. I thought I might be there on my own. I knew Karen's group was en route to Karen's event. And so Erin was there and Marie was there. And it's about we went for about 40 minutes. And there are some really wonderful trainings just even in that last call, and pulling together some of the pieces. And we started applying it to, well, how do you write your bio? Both Marie and Erin were going like, wow, I'm going to go away and rewrite my bio on my website and rethink what my, you know, bio even is. And we have samples for you of how to do that up in our forum. And Marie is one of the samples. We reworked her bio a couple of years ago. And it's like, oh yeah, but she's a new person now at a new place. So new words appropriate. So just wanted to point you back in the direction of practical applications. We did some amazing things around how do you use your words in ways that you'll actually be heard, getting real results with your words in all those different areas of business, from networking to sales to team to marketing to surveys and so on. So make sure you go back to practical applications. We won't have that forum open forever, I don't think. I'm not sure about that. I got to think about that one. But just go and grab what you want anyway. It's a good practice to do that. Every time we finish up something, go and grab those things and have them for your own use. Download them. And thanks to Erin for making sure you have those audios available for download. And Erin, you can be my, I won't say watchdog. Well, that's a good word, I guess. No. If there's or anybody, you know, if you notice there's pieces that you don't get access to, just let us know. And we've done a lot since our last call in the Abundance series. There's also Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold, three surprising places for your next great achievement. And how many of you were actually, okay, so I'm so glad you like the audio. Thanks, Erin. How many of you were on that Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold call, just so I have some idea of how many were there, because I can't see you like here. Okay, most of you were there. Okay, awesome. You can go and you should have access to downloading that one. If you don't, let me know. And there's transcripts over there in Practical Applications. There'll be transcripts in the Quantum Leap series coming up. I'll speak about that in a moment. There aren't transcripts in these, in our, what I call the Allow series, the Thursday calls, but you have the recordings, you've got video, you've got audio, so lots of access to these teachings, all right? And lots of handouts over there in Practical Applications, so go ahead and grab them. And if you missed any of those calls, you want to go back and listen to them, because it hangs together as a whole set. So finish with practical applications. Quantum Leap's virtual series starts next week. I am really excited about doing this with you. And I'll tell you, this used to be a live retreat. And we have never, ever done this as a virtual series before. And I just know as entrepreneurs, like, I want to make sure that you make time and space to come to Mexico. So I think all of you here have got your room yet. If you don't, make sure you go grab it. And so we've turned it into a virtual series, easier to access, easier for you to use and implement right away. And we've never done it before. Let me see, looking around, it's Aaron who's been to earlier incarnations of the Quantum Leaps material. We do some, Shelley's been there too. We do some amazing, Aaron's been to different, very different iterations of it. We do some amazing, amazing work there. And the thing I want to, so that starts on Tuesday. Check your calendar. How many of you have a printed off copy of that calendar that Emily worked so hard on? You printed it off? How many haven't printed it off yet? Just let you know, be proud. Okay, great. Please print it off. I print off at any given time. I've got 3 or 4 different copies of it. I've got it in my binder for my calendar binder. I've got it in my binder for this course. I've got it in my team binder. So I've got those. And then I write the dates on my wall calendar, and then I put them into my Google calendar as well. So please make sure that, and if you don't need that, a hard copy is really good because you can access it really quickly and just check it. So strongly encourage you to print that out today and have it at hand, because Quantum Leap starts on Tuesday. And I have to look, but I'm pretty sure we switched that time to, it's like 12:30 Mountain Time. Is that right? Yeah, some of you know better than I do, right? It's a new time for us. So make sure you know when and where to show up, because we've got a little bit of different times, things starting at different times right now. That's on Tuesday. And Quantum Leaps, what is it to not build our businesses incrementally? What if we don't have to go 2 and then 3 and then 4? What if we go, like I did so many years ago, it was like, well, okay, I was driving to an event and I was not reaching the ideal clients. And so en route to the event, I'm like, that thing that I'm offering, I'm raising the price by 5 times. And then people started, you know, en route to the event, I was driving there. And then from people who, you know, I had this one person, I've told that story sometimes here, you might have heard it, you know, it's like complaining about that she had to pay for long distance phone calls and it was not good. And then the very first people that came in said, Michelle, that is so cheap. How are you doing it at that price point? So what is it to expand exponentially? And I have never been in a better place to teach this, and I've been teaching this material for many, many years. And this company has been expanding exponentially, and every year it's been expanding. And the largest expansion right now, we're in the midst of a huge expansion. I had one key talk, for instance, for many, many years, and in the last couple of months, now we have 4. So everything is going exponential in this company. Huge new trainings, new intellectual property, new ways that we're doing things, and new higher level results all of the time. So super excited to teach you the foundations of, well, how do we do that? And we do a deep dive into the intricacies of story. Practical Applications tells us about words. And at the end of Practical Applications, I'm telling you, but we don't go a deep dive into story. What is it to really understand the details of that empowering story so we can create it for ourselves? How does Luke go from being, you know, a farmer's hand to saving the empire, right? We go, well, those are just stories, but they're modeled on our own lives when we're taking huge leaps. How does that happen? And a story tells us how, and I'll be giving you many, many other tools to do that as well. So that's Quantum Leaps on Tuesday. We have the next call in our Abundance series, and they're going to work together really, really well, because we're going to start this maybe today. We're going to talk a lot about envisioning. And it was in the Abundance series several years ago now, one of the members of our community took down her vision board by what she was learning here. Because I know you all know about vision boards and affirmations, and you have some kind of spiritual practices or whatever it is for you. You go, you walk your dog, you meditate, you go for a run. You'll have some kind of practices that you do. And, or we probably wouldn't have encountered each other. There's something that keeps you aligned, or you've encountered it here. And, but there's deeper and deeper levels of that. And one of the students, as she was learning the material from Next Time, she took down her vision board. And it was shortly after that, that's when she had her first $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 client. And so really goes hand in hand with those Quantum Leaps. So that's what's coming out next week. And let me see, anything else? Oh yeah, we do have something else new. Again, Quantum Leaps in this community, I've been wanting to have the Story Freedom Academy for years. Years and years, and it just came into being in December, I guess it was, in December. Yes, isn't it? It's really super exciting. One place to hold our materials and easier to access and so on, right? We were using a really old and free technology, by the way, up until this point in this company. I used a free conference line when I started. I used that free, it was called Moodle. I used that to organize that forum up until now. You don't have to have everything perfect. You don't have to invest in things right away, right? There's lots of free tools you can use, and it was overdue to make a switch to something else for us in this community. And we now, Amy just confirmed it this morning, we have the ability for you to post questions over there in the Story Freedom Academy, all right? So you can now post questions for all the calls over there in the Story Freedom Academy. And if you're having trouble finding out where, post a question in the Facebook forum and somebody will know and somebody will point you there, all right? And if they're not, then talk to the team, talk to Emily, talk to Amy, Emily@MichelleGunderson.com, Amy@MichelleGunderson.com. I'm not the first techie person, probably not the first person to turn to about how to do that. But it's really cool. I'll tell you what's behind the scenes with that. So it's a different kind of technology than we used to use. You used to go over there on the Facebook forum and you can still post questions. I encourage you to post them in both places. Post them over there for this call. Take the extra 1 minute to post in the Facebook forum too, to get support from the community so that people see those questions, all right? So take that extra 1 minute, post them in both places and get support from both ends, all right? That's what I'm gonna encourage you to do. And how these questions appear, Amy set it up for me that I actually get a spreadsheet with all of your questions in front of me. You can ask as many questions as you want. If you ask so many questions that I can't answer them all, I will book another call. And I don't want to overload us with calls. I won't do that unless we really, really, really need it, because I know that we all have a lot to do. But I will make sure to answer your questions, all right? So you can now, so go over there and post your questions at Story Freedom Academy. I'd love to hear questions from all of you. And let me see. And also, there's no such thing, there's no such thing as a bad question. And I was working with one of you this week, and you can out yourself if you want, when I was telling the story about no such thing as a bad question, but you don't have to reveal who you are. the thing that I said to one of you is, like, listen, really, there's no such thing as bad questions. All questions welcome. All questions welcome. And for instance, you can ask me, like, when's the best time of day to go to the bathroom? It doesn't matter. If it's coming up in you, trust it, ask the question. And after I said this a couple of days ago to one of you, I realized that, wait, I actually have asked one of my teachers that question, right? I'm like, you can ask anything. And so I asked that question because I was doing my yoga teacher training, and we have an intensive 2-hour practice where there's 6 teachers walking around and making notes as you're standing there in headstand and doing variations, and right? No such thing as a bad question except the one you didn't ask. Exactly, Sherry. Thank you for that. So we have, you know, trainers walking around and taking notes on our poses, and we have to stay in a quiet place while we're being examined. And a lot of people work for years and don't make it through this exam. It's like, anger yogis are tough. And I said, like, Margo, it's 2 hours. What if I need to go to the bathroom in the middle of it? What am I supposed to do? I forgot, but I actually asked that question. She laughed so hard. And when I was doing my private work with her, and you don't get privates with Margo, she didn't do them except for students in training, you know, because of these really tough exams. So I got my first private with her after working with her for many, many years. And she said, bring your questions. I brought 3 pages of typed questions. She said, Michelle, nobody's ever done that before. So please, all questions welcome, right? So, and it's, we're moving technologies over to the Story Freedom Academy. And this is the first time in the Allow series, the Thursday calls. So Allow stands for abundance, letting go, loving kindness, opening, and why. So these are the components. So please ask the questions. And you might go, but it doesn't fit here, but it doesn't, all that's editor, right? But nobody else might be asking this, and it seems irrelevant, or maybe it's too personal, or maybe it's not personal enough, or maybe, you know, let it go, ask the question. And then also, if I think that it's not an empowering question for you, like, let's say you ask a question, why am I always getting it wrong? Ask empowering questions. So, you know, well, I'm always getting it wrong because this is wrong with me and that's wrong with you. You really want to answer that question. But it's not a wrong question, because then what we'll do is work to massage the question. I might ask you, are you sure you want to ask that question? And if you're sure, we'll dive into it in empowering ways for you. There are no wrong questions. All right. Let me see. We had a lot of questions today. One from Marla, and a whole bunch from Mary Kay, who is our new member of our Love Your Words community. But I don't see her here live. So I'm hoping she didn't think that it started at 10 o'clock like we have been, so she might come here partway. So let's welcome her anyway, because she's listening to it afterwards. And if she comes here live, we'll welcome her then too. Does that make sense? And she had a whole bunch of questions. I'm going to leave them. I was going to do them at the beginning, but I'm going to leave them till the end because I'm still hoping she's going to be here live. Hi, Mary Kay, if you're listening to the recording. I'll leave them till the end, though, in case she appears live, because I can then interact with her. And there might be some things I want to dig into a little further. But always post your questions. Even if you can't be here live, don't worry about it. I'll do my best to answer it. Sometimes I might wait till the next week in case you're going to be there, you know, live next time. But let me know. Michelle, this is pressing. Answer it this week. I'm not going to be there. Instruct me on how to help you. All right. Ready to welcome Mary Kay, because you all know what that leap is. You know, you all know those butterflies in your stomach. You all know what it feels like when you take that leap. So on the count of three, will you help me welcome Mary Kay to our community? You all know her from the Tuesday calls, right? Ready? One, two, three. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Happy to see you here. Welcome. Thank you. Doesn't that just feel good too from your perspective, right? Every time I do that, it makes me feel so good. All right. So let's hear first, any ahas, anything opening for you without which we can't go forward? I'm just making a space. Okay. Then let's hear one or two wins. Before we get into the material for today, I want to hear a couple of wins, and then I want to do a couple things with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. Then we'll get to the core material for today, which I've already been seeding all the way along. If you're listening to this because you were already here, you've heard me seeding it, dropping hints around the material all the way along, but you might not have noticed, right? So I'm already lacing it through what we're doing. Wins. Who has a win to share? Shelly, thank you.
I have multiple wins all combined into one.
Awesome.
I have launched my new website.
Yay! The work that takes, right? It's you.
Yeah. I did all the copy on it. So I don't know if I
can. Oh my goodness. Yes, right. Look at Marie, the one here who's known Shelley the longest, right? And knows how Shelley entered in because she was going to hire a copywriter. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, don't start from there. Let me at least help you for a moment so you can at least hire the right copywriter and be able to talk to them. And now it's like, well, don't need that. I'm just going to write the copy myself. Freaking awesome. What else, Shelley? Because it sounds like there's more.
There is more. So it's not complete. It's not perfect. The copy's not perfect. And that's okay. It's a really fantastic start.
Okay, Marie, like, you know, you've known, and some of you have known Shelley a while, like, who are you and what have you done with the previous version of Shelley? That energy didn't used to be there, you know? Like, good enough. It's all good. The energy in you, the light in you. And, you know, this happens to people in this community. Like, Shelley, you look younger. I just noticed this. Anybody else notice that? Because the light and the worry, and again, that comes and it goes sometimes too, but it's just like, there's just light in you. It's so beautiful. Thank you. Good.
And I have one more win.
I thought so. I was like, is there waiting? And then there's more. Is there more? Go ahead.
It's kind of all intercombined and related. So I've been learning about Facebook marketing and just learning a ton. And for months, I was trying to get to 800 likes on my page. And I am at 2,500 in like a month. I went from 2,500. So I'm learning great stuff. I'm learning how to expand my reach, engage my audience, and everything on Facebook is counterintuitive. So I had to really let go of what I thought I knew.
Freaking awesome, Shelley. That's so good. And one thing, we can talk. And it's fun. Yeah. Like, how about making it easy and fun? And exponential results. And again, part of that, you know, Shelley's been to Quantum Leaps more than once, right? So she's been through that more than once, that material. And so, so excited for you, Shelley. And we didn't talk about Facebook ads. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, we're going to talk to you in just a second. I'm going to finish what I'm saying to Shelley. And then we're going to talk to you in just a second. These calls start a little earlier than the ones on Tuesday. I don't know if you knew or, but like, so glad to see you here whenever you're arriving. So we started just a little while ago. So it's all good. It's all perfect. It's all perfect. All right. So probably thought you were early today. No worries. Others have arrived in that very same way. So Shelley, so beautiful. And we didn't talk about Facebook ads in practical applications, but everything we learn in practical applications applies. It's just another genre. And it's really the Facebook ads, all that testing that you do with the networking and everything else, what you're going to say over there relies on all those other things that we've done. It's just like one other genre and it's very short. And what's their pain? And so, yeah, really, really beautiful work, Shelley, and taking that to that next level, that far away. Facebook ad is an example of the furthest away. And some people start over there. They spend $10,000 a month on Facebook ads. They haven't done the other work yet. None of it works, right? But when you start like that and starting close in and then learning how, what are the words I want to say and writing your own copy for your website and getting that done, and a whole bunch of things, you know, all at once too. That's really so beautiful, Shelley. So thank you so much. Really beautiful, beautiful win. All right. Now I want to do what we just did a moment ago and do it again for Mary Kay. Mary Kay, I just told everybody, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No, I just, Mary Kay, for your benefit too, I just asked everybody, like, how many people have printed off that calendar that you have? I was like, most people had not done it yet, all right? So don't worry about it. And you knew when we had the calls at a different time on Tuesday, and there's so much when you're just starting. And I know that everyone here is so happy to see you here. So when you listen to the recording, you'll get to be welcomed in twice. So on the count of three, can we welcome Mary Kay now in person, now that she's here? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Mary Kay, welcome. Oh, glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Thank you. All right. So Mary Kay, I'm going to turn to you next. And let me see. Oh, yes, right. I said I want to talk a little bit about the high-ticket virtual retreat. Just presence that, because we've got that goal, right? February 14th, 10 high-ticket sales. And Mary Kay, I think that, so glad you're here. First, I want to say, do you have any wins that you want to share, Mary Kay? Shall I just share one?
Well, I don't know if I've already shared it or whatever, but the strategy call and she bought the program. And
Oh, right. No, not everybody here knows it, right? And freaking awesome. So coming straight out of the gate, and Mary Kay and I did a call just after the strategy session, and Mary Kay leaps in, and we did some very quick training too about, okay, here's some things that you're going to want to know as you go into the call. Here's some things, and here's some things, and here's some things, right? And taking all of what we've done with practical applications and work that in and modeling what we've done in strategy sessions and Mary Kay's own special magic. And Mary Kay, you don't need to. And Marie, I'm going to turn to Marie. Like sometimes when I ask, is it okay to say no? Marie knows this more deeply than anybody here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like without question. So you never, like, you never have to. If you can go back off, Michelle. Marie's done it more than once, right? But Mary Kay, if you want, do you want to tell them about the different investment levels, like what that investment was? And you don't have to, but if you want to, it's really empowering for you to be in that leap.
I think I can do that because I started off. You mean what I offered?
What you were charging, and then what you offered. So what was happening before, and what you offered now?
Well, I didn't have an offer. I didn't have a four-figure offer.
I didn't have one at all, right?
But I made it up really fast before I talked to this woman that I thought that's what I thought would help her the most.
Right.
I probably left out a few things, but anyway, she was shocked when she saw it. And then she did the negotiation. You just wanted the three packages. Okay. So the second package was, it was $9.99, but she was already in, she'd already taken the lower level mm-hmm. course. So I discounted it to $7.49, and that's what she bought. Having said initially that she only wanted to spend, I think it was $300, which was like, I can't do very much. I can't meet any of your goals for $300.
Right. And so the final package that you sold her, what did you sell it to her for?
$749.
You sold it for $749. Okay, fantastic, Mary Kay. That's so great. That's really great. I'm really, really, really happy for you. Fantastic.
After I looked, because I'm like going into this, I don't know what the blankety blank I'm doing. And then after I looked at it and I looked at my packages, I thought, I've really got to rethink these packages. And then I thought, this is worth a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. And so you have recrafted your package to be sold at what level? Do you remember? Because we talked about it.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Yeah, like what the investment level is that you have crafted your package for. And Marie, I think you know, right? Because you've been talking to each other, right? You know what I'm talking about here?
Oh, like the cost of the high ticket package, the highest ticket offer. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the value of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my like 4,000 or 449, whatever it is, that package is like more like 15,000, the value.
Yeah, so owning that, offering it, selling it, and right out of the gate, Mary Kay, that's so very beautiful, right? And then it's just about like increasing that, like learning that, owning it, knowing the value. And then as you get over there to the high ticket virtual retreat, right, that we can increase that value hugely and actually receive that. So happy for you, Mary Kay. That's really beautiful. How are you feeling with that new client doing the work, doing the next level work?
Well, I'm anxious to work with her. And I just went along with, again, she said she needed 3 weeks to go back through the course, the entry level course. And she needed to make it her own before she did any more. So I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So I have to wait 3 weeks to get started with her. Mm-hmm. I send her a little this or that here and there. But but it was also like, it's also new. And I'm making the program up as I go along.
Yeah, really beautiful. I love that. I don't even know what I'm offering, but here it is. I'm making it up as I go along. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to be. When I teach people that, you know, you build the plane as you fly it. I don't know if I pave the road as you walk on it. I don't know, whatever you want to call that. Really, really beautiful. Thank you, Mary Kay. And I want to stay with you, Mary Kay, just for one more minute, if you don't mind, because when people leap in, you have that leap in energy right in you right now. And we want to know what that energy is in the people that we're asking to take a leap. And for our own leaps, whatever leap you're going into, whether it's Shelley creating the copy or creating the website and so on. So Mary Kay, what made you decide to leap in? Because we want to understand that leap energy. What did you find inside yourself? Can you talk to us about that? And you might, doesn't matter where you are right now, you might be going like, I have no idea why I did this. Oh, I'm really scared. Or it might be like,
well, I know why. Because it's, I didn't realize that what I've learned and what I'm doing is so very helpful to other people. And I've got three other people in another program that I'm just making up as I'm going along. And they're coming back with me. They want to work with me again. And they are telling me, I mean, I'm like blown away by the things that the ways that they're growing with their horses. Mm-hmm. And the things that they can be aware of that just enrich their horses' lives as well as their own, and the connection between the two of them. That's what made me want to do more.
Beautiful. Are you tracking on this for you? What I hear in Mary Kay's words here, it's like, I am seeing at a far deeper level, this is what I hear, the value, the deep value of what I'm doing. It's changing lives. What's the next level? And perfect timing, we're coming up to Quantum Leaps next week. So is that resonant with what you were saying, Mary Kay, or is that different from it? Yes, yeah, really beautiful. Thank you. Whew. All right. Anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? All right. So what I want to do is take a couple minutes and just top us, burning zeal, energy, light a fire underneath, in and around the high ticket virtual, the high ticket virtual retreat and the high ticket sales. So where we're about halfway there. We're close to halfway there to our goal. We've got a couple of weeks left, right? Oh yeah. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, I just wanted to, did my thing, is it, did my win count?
You know, here's the thing. So what did you, what's the, wait, let's see. It always, first thing I want to say is it always counts. Every sale, man, celebrate like crazy. Are you kidding me? And Aaron's going, heck yes.
because I didn't have time to enter the contest before I made the call and made this, you know.
No worries. You're good. Right. So for our purposes, high ticket is usually $2,000 and over, right? So selling price of $2,000 and over. So what we'll do when we get to the end, we're going to tally it up, but tell us your sales and keep telling us about them. And also it's a collective energy, right? So it's not about one person winning or losing. It's like an entire team. And as we're doing it, it's like, how are you building your own team? How are you working here together as a team? How you do anything is how you do everything. So how can you uplift and uplevel every single person? So everything counts, Mary Kay. Everything counts in all the wins all the way along. And Marie, I want you to share what you told me the other day about what's happening, because Marie has experienced multiple versions of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, and it was astonishing. Do you remember what you said, Marie, about the quality of what's happening right now, which is really, I agree with you.
Oh, I was just commenting on how it seems to me that everyone who's been on the high ticket or is in this mastermind is moving toward high ticket, but in a very mindful way, in a way that I haven't experienced before. I find it very beautiful. And I feel it in myself, too.
Mm. There is, so we have had times where we've made it faster to the goal collectively as a group. Like, here we are and we're there, right? But I agree with Maria. I have not seen such mindfulness, such dedication, such thoughtfulness in and around what we're doing. And I think it's also the pairing of, we've never had the High Ticket Virtual Retreat and the Yoga for Entrepreneurs paired together before. So I think that we're headed towards some really foundational, deep, long-term, long-lasting results. And I was talking to Yvonne the other day. She can't be here live this morning, but hi, Yvonne. And let me see. I know that I have permission always from Yvonne, but I'm just going to be err on the side of caution. The high ticket that she's now offering is at four times the level of before. Do you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it might be a little bit longer path. I don't want to implant that in you. Sometimes it can be just as quick. But this community is up to really amazing and beautiful things. And so we have some leaders appointed for it, so that you're in there in the Facebook forum, you're maybe getting on connection calls, helping people move it along, you're working on your own high ticket sales, and maybe as you help another have their high ticket sale, you will tell them the thing that exactly is what you need. So notice how you're playing. And one of the things that, so I just want to do a little bit of help with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat and where we are in this now. We also have way higher aims than the first time we did the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. The first time I asked for a couple of high ticket sales. We hadn't done it as a community before. We've raised, we've been raising the bar over the course of things, and we've tried different things as well, right? But compared to what we were doing the first time, we're asking for way, way more, right? Multiple times more, actually. So yeah, Shelley, go ahead.
Getting to that unmute button. what is the actual goal? Because I missed that.
Yeah. So our actual goal is 10. 10 high ticket sales by February 14th.
Right? And how many people are playing?
And I don't even know, to be honest. So I don't know. But I don't want you to be caught in the numbers. I want you to, here's what I want you to do. What are you doing to make your next high ticket sale? This is the time where we've got the energy behind us. I'm not saying stop for the rest of the year. It's nothing like that. It's like, what kind of fuel do you want behind you right now? How can you use the energy of this time to make that high ticket sale? And also, Mary Kay's going, does that count? Is it a win? It's kind of like Marie had a lot of that energy the first time around. You remember that, Marie? I don't know. Does this one count? This happens so much, right? And then we're watching how we play, watching those editors going, oh, but I don't know.
I kept looking for all the ways it didn't count.
Right, exactly. It's part of the game to notice what's going on in our minds in and around this, right? So there's so many facets to the game. I'm not always telling you why we're doing all the pieces. That's another part of it. So thank you, Mary Kay. You're not alone in asking that. It's like so part of the process for so many of us, right? What can you do right now? What's your next high ticket sale? And Michelle has her own version too. It's like, this is how I'm playing. This is how I'm using this. Not does this apply, but how does this apply to me, right? And then Michelle, one of the things you might be going is like, well, but I want to play the game. How do I consider that a bundling up so that mine counts? You know, like what are you doing to stand up for that and say, well, wait, this is why it counts and this is why it matters and this is what I'm doing. We can play at all different levels. How are you engaging the game? Is there some ways where you sometimes count yourself out right at the beginning? Are you in the forefront and leading? Are you waiting for somebody else to make a move and then do what they're doing? Because then that's happening in your company too. So watch how you're playing. I care immensely about how we do this high ticket game, and I don't care at all. Do you know what I'm saying? It's what happens as a result of this, and then how we play this matters, because that's how we're playing out there and watching what we're doing. So lighting a fire underneath. We got these 2 weeks. This is a great time to be learning about, investigating, helping each other, sharing about high ticket. What else can you carve out off your plate right now for 2 weeks? So this is what your focus is. Yeah, but I got this and this and this and that. And I remember the piece about, you know, if we're not making offers, we don't have a business. And all those other things are in order to do this, right? To make offers to people who are really our ideal client, who pay us for the work that we do. And so that, as well as a practice, how can I let those things go aside? Our next series is called the Letting Go series. And Shelley is already right in there. Anyone willing to do a connection call around my high ticket offer? Fantastic. That's beautiful. Like right here on the spot, what could you be doing? Shelley's leaping in right now. Yeah, so Sherry, there, you've got your connection call right now. So you can be doing it here on the calls. You can be doing it over there on the Facebook forum in the questions that you're asking, right? So post 10 questions. If you end up posting 10 questions, I'll do an extra call to help out. I've done it before for high ticket, right? So you drive that. Ask questions at the Quantum Leaps, opening Quantum Leaps call. I'll make a space. We're in... One of the things I learned at Peak Potentials, you know, they talked about warrior energy, and that's tapas in the yoga traditions, burning zeal. And they say, you know, the warrior doesn't go to the finish line, it goes through the finish line. Sometimes in our businesses, we're coming up to it, but, you know, we get tired and we've already been doing the work. It's a moving through the finish line. So I'm going to give you that training in around the high ticket virtual retreat. What's the other piece that you can do? What other phone call can you make, and so on? Right? What other connection can you make? What other piece of training can you access? Maybe you can get on a connection call and discuss it with somebody, right? I just learned this from that interview that Michelle did with that training that Michelle did for Bonnie that's posted in the forum. And if you don't, how many of you have listened to that call, by the way? How many of you listened to that call with Bonnie? And if you don't know where it is, as some of you have, how many of you have? Mary Kay, you have. Freaking awesome, right? That produced astounding results for her, let me tell you, right? Astounding results. How many of you don't know what I'm talking about? Be proud, because somebody else is the same, right? So if you don't know, then I would be going like, what is Michelle talking about, that call with Bonnie, and how can I find it? Go and ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Somebody in the Facebook forum knows, those people who had their hands raised. Mary Kay knows where it is, right? So go and ask in the Facebook forum. And there's other calls as well, other resources. Some people have been around for a while, you know, can point you to maybe a different version of when we did it this time in the high ticket virtual retreat. You know, what happened? What happened to Christina, and how and why did it happen on an earlier version of the high ticket virtual retreat? That might be what you need. So make up, what happened to Christina? What's Michelle talking about? There are so many resources for you. How are you going to use these 2 weeks? I'd love to hear a couple of hands raised. Like, how are you going to, let's hear from two or three of you really quickly. Here's one thing I'm going to do that's different from what I've been doing before, because I'm going to get different results. Let's hear from a couple of you. And then we're going to take an abrupt change and do something different that's going to dovetail with this. Grace, go ahead.
So while you were talking, I was sort of saying, okay, here's what I need to do, which is write for an hour. Or our day. I made that commitment to Sherry by tomorrow, Friday, to have written that hour, and to rewrite my LinkedIn page. It was written by somebody else, and it's not me. Mm-hmm. So to rewrite that LinkedIn page, and to be able to do that, if I listen to the recording of my last Community to Change group coaching with my European coaches, it was our final session, so they were sharing how they changed, what the experience was like. I'm going to get the words to be able to use to describe others' versions of me, how they see me, so I'm aligned.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing next.
All of these are beautiful actions. And Marie, Erin, I think you'll hear this. Shelley, you may hear this, like you were around for this. These are all good actions. Yes, yes, yes. And what I was just saying about Christina, everything happens for a reason, is exactly what I want to apply to you. And for those who were there when I was coaching Christina live on an earlier version of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, Marie, for instance, am I right that what I'm going to say something like what I said to Christina to Grace right now? Can you hear it, Marie? Do you know what I'm talking about, Erin? Do you guys remember? Marie, you remember. Okay, so here it is. Aaron, kind of, sort of. Marie, do you remember?
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but I do remember Christina was talking about, you know, building out a program, and it would take 6 months at least, and I was sort of there going, I'll be the first one. And she wasn't even looking at me, so it was like the first client is right in front of you.
So it was an earlier version of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. You still have access to those recordings. You can see it. She's an alumni of our community. Is doing her dream work right now for, as a result of the work that we did here together. And she was saying, well, I'm going to do this and that and that and that and that and that and that. That, you know, and it sounded like that 6 months from now, it might lead to a sale. And I'm not saying a LinkedIn posting could immediately lead to a sale. I'm not saying it can't, Grace. So I'm not dissing all those things you're doing, just like I wasn't with Christina. Yes, do that. And I want to light a fire under each one of you, because she really, because she was busy doing those things and was telling us all these things, and Marie really literally was standing there going like, I have pain in your area. I would like to work with you. And everybody, slowly everybody saw it, and she was the last one to see it. It's really funny. You can go watch it. And then she had the high ticket sale the next day. Marie was going, man, as of hearing more about what you do, I want to do the work with you. She could not hear it. The person was right in front of her nose. Right in front of her. This is for you, Marla. This is for everybody. The Marla, I'm hearing this, right? She could not see her. And one of my clients before just said, you know, taught me this. We have 11 million bits of information tossed at us every second. We pay attention to 40 of them. Yes, you see that at networking events all the time. Aaron at eWomen, right, is managing director. And people are always, they can't even see each other. They're right there. It was so graphic. I encourage you to go watch that. And if you don't know which high ticket virtual retreat it is, maybe Marie knows, because Marie knows when Christina was in her, or maybe Shelley knows, or Aaron might know. You could ask me. I can go find it for you. You might want to watch it. So, and yes, and they're talking to, thank you, Aaron. The two people are talking to each other. They need each other's services and they can't even see it. Right? And Aaron, because she hosts eWomen networking events, she's watching it happen all the time, right? Where do I, can't find them, where are they? Looking right past that person, that's what Christina did. So Grace, thank you for that. I want to encourage you all, find a person to pick up the phone and talk to them and have a strategy session tomorrow. What if they're not the perfect person? Oh, well, you'll get practice. Just do it. I was in a mastermind for a number of years, and there was a man who was a dear friend of mine. I just, you know, loved him to bits. And he was in that program and so wanted to build his work. And he'd been there for, I think it was 2 years, and he'd not yet picked up the phone to make an offer. And he'd every week he'd built his website, and now he had this other call, and now he was revamping LinkedIn and Facebook, and now he did a telesummit, and he did all these things. Me and that guy was working hard, way harder than I was working. And I said to him, please, this week, will you just pick up the phone, talk to somebody that you could make an offer to? Anyone. It had been 2 years. Please don't do that. So there's my pep talk in and around the high ticket virtual retreat. But Michelle is adapting for herself, right? And you all are, but Michelle is our poster girl for that one, poster woman for that one, right? Adapt it to you, but hear what I said about Christina. So, and then it was perfectly applied here. Thank you. So yes, all those things in Grace, who you're going to call this week that you can make an offer to right here, right now. Because if you're not doing it now, why do we think our future selves will be doing it? Someday I'll make an offer. Well, how about now? And we don't want it because it's scary. So we do all these other things. And sometimes it's a part of fear, and we're really building those up. Those things are important too. We're in the high ticket virtual retreat right here, right now. Yeah, Shelley, go. And then Mary Kay. Shelley and then Mary Kay.
I learned that you need the no's to get the yeses. So if you put yourself out there and you get a no, mm-hmm. then you're that much closer to a yes. So I played a little game where I put $5 in for each no, and when I got to $100, I got to go for dinner.
Yes, fantastic. And I've taught this game as a $5 every time you get a no, and at $50. So Shelley's, you know, being harder on herself. I'd say at $50. Is that the way I've taught it before? $5, you throw it in the pot, $50, go treat yourself. You know, play, it's a game. Remember how to get, but what can you do with this game? So I encourage you all to do that. And Marie, oh my God, thank you, Shelley. Mary Kay, I haven't forgotten. If I do forget somebody, remind me, because Marie, we were talking about something earlier this week, and I almost forgot here. So I want to make a suggestion. a very strong suggestion. We have these 2 weeks. What are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? How are you going to use this time to actually make the call, make the sale, right? Because there's somebody out there right now. They don't need your work 10 weeks from now. They need it now. And they're hurting in your area. Hang on a second, Shelley, so make the call. So Shelley, Mary Kay, I haven't forgotten. So make the call. And so here's what I'm going to suggest. Y'all have a buddy. Sergio, do you have a buddy? And Mary Kay, do you have a buddy yet? Do you have a buddy yet, Sergio? You have a buddy, and Mary Kay? Okay, so if you don't have a buddy, so I'm looking to our, you know, most recent, you know, our most recent enrollees, right? But if you don't have a buddy, go find one, right? And if you don't know how, go post in the Facebook forum and ask. Somebody will tell you. Meet with your buddy. Here's my challenge to you. Meet with your buddy 3 times a week over the next couple of weeks. Now, what you can do, you can meet just even in a text. What are the 3 actions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? You can make it Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday with your buddy. I don't care, right? But if you do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you can even post about it then if you want to. You can play this game and take it on any way you can. So one of our leaders, do you want to make this game happen on the Facebook forum? Who's one of our leaders? Will you step up to make this game happen? And I'll tell you about the details. Thank you, Erin. All right, so first with your buddy. And I did this to tremendous results with a buddy for about 2 years. on Monday, you text and you go, like, what am I going to do to create that offer now? 3 things that I'm going to do that will immediately lead to that offer. I'm going to call that person, 3 actions. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to get on this strategy session, make an offer. I'm going to, you know, finish writing up my offer because I'm going to offer it to them this afternoon. Those would be 3 good actions, for example, right? If it's, I don't know who to call, I'm going to make a list of who to call. I don't know who to call, I'm going to lean in with a Facebook forum and find out who to call, right? It's like, so whatever the actions are that can lead directly to that, making that offer, whatever it is, like 3 actions, and just list them, and then you're going to do them that day. So let your buddy be your accountability partner on Monday and on Wednesday. Then on Friday, I encourage you to get on a 10-minute call. You could be an hour-long call if you want. I do that all the time, but at least a 10-minute call. So this will take you maybe 15 minutes of your time, 10 minutes on Friday, 2 minutes each on Monday and Wednesday. You got to think about those actions, though, because I want you to look at your actions. What actions am I actually taking? And do they lead to, like Christina, you know, six months down the road that I'll eventually do that thing? Or that leading to that action right here, right now? So who's willing to play, get in touch with their buddy and do this for a couple of weeks and see what happens? Who's willing to play this game? Hands up. And I'm not, if you don't put your hand up and you're in integrity with that, I honor that. It's like, I'm not gonna, anyone not? It's, I'm always okay with that. Anyone won't raise their hand no matter what I ask? All right. So it looks like people are playing, and you decide to take this on as much as you want. And Erin, will you raise your hand, so you're going to do this with your buddy. Will you start a thread? It's like, and we'll have it going Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can arrange differently with your buddies, but Erin, will you arrange that? On Monday, here's the things that I'm doing. Here's what my buddy's doing, you know, with your buddy's permission. What are you doing today? Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you can post Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Erin, you can delegate that and just post Monday, a couple of Mondays. But Erin, will you take charge of that so it happens? Awesome, right? So there's a couple things, the $5 game, the working with your buddy. How are you going to use this time? All right. We're going to go to Mary Kay, then back to Shelley, because Mary Kay's been waiting. So Mary Kay and then Shelley. Mary Kay, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, when you said something about you're saying strategy calls are hard and people don't want to do them or whatever, and I, and using all this stuff I've just learned, you know, the strategy calls were not hard. They were easy and they were fun. And I didn't really, in that moment, I didn't care if she bought or not, because it was so precious what was happening right then and there. And I treasure it.
That is an empowering story. And that is what will have Mary Kay making a bunch of those calls, because she's fallen in love with those calls. And that's going to lead to where your first, I have this feeling that this is turning into, we might do the material that I was going to do today. Next time, don't worry, there's always time. But I think that this is what's needed right here, right now. So we're going to pick up the material for the abundance calls next time. And there's always tons of elastic time, so that, you know, we can go to what's needed right here, right now. Nothing more important when we're at this stage of the high ticket virtual retreat. And if it feels hard, to pick up the call, or you think you don't know who to pick up the call with, or whatever it is, will be on a connection call with somebody going like, I can tell I got this editor going. I've got like, can you, what can we do to transform that? Or ask me a question about it and so on. So Mary Kate, really beautiful. Shelley, real quick.
I'm just looking at ways to pre-sell something that I tried and didn't get any bites. And it might've been just because it's so close after Christmas, but.
That's an editor.
Yeah. Like trying to find reasons why, but I believe there's so much value in what I have to offer that's new and requires me to take a course to learn how to really provide it at a deeper level with more understanding. So I want to raise the money to take the course. So I'm going to pre-sell what I'm going to offer after I take the course.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, perfect. And also in you is an editor that says, I got to learn this other stuff. I don't quite know yet. But know that, man, some of you might not know, Shelley's an award-winning photographer. Like she wins awards across the country. And, you know, she does amazing portraits, amazing photography. And it's like, yes, you can always gain more information, but sometimes we're always trying to gain a little more. So I want you to know that you can do this right here, right now. And the other thing will gain some more information about it. But you already know enough, because otherwise there's a not enoughness that gets planted in you, and I gotta wait until I know more, and also I gotta make sure somebody comes in before I take that course or whatever it is, and then it's like that a tit for tat, and I gotta wait and I'm hanging back. I would be diving in on a connection call with somebody who heard that what I said for Shelley, really understood what I'm, yeah. So I would be on a call, you know, Mary Kay, raise your hand, Aaron, I'd be on a call, Shelley, to work that out, because that's gonna impede that offering, and somebody needs that work and it's going to impede it. And I applaud all the other piece of it. I want to suss out that one editor. Right.
Well, and I also, that's why I wanted the connection calls, and I've got two people that were going to connect, maybe more. Who knows?
Fantastic. And if you don't know how to find that next client, and this is going to lead to Marla's question in a minute. If you don't know how to find that next client, well, be on a call with somebody. Be on it. Like Christina could have been on a call with Marie and found it out, for instance, but she couldn't see her. Be on a call with someone who might lead you to the next, like do something, right? Do something. Connection calls. It's a number of you. Let me see. Those who are here. There's a bunch of people in the community. That's how Aaron came into this community. It was a connection call. That's how we began, right? Aaron, if you even remember. And it was actually Aaron who was speaking. I was an attendee in the audience. Aaron was speaking. We knew each other from before. We got on a connection call. There was pain in my area. We went to a strategy session. She enrolled 2 calls. Maybe it was 3. I don't know, right? And a connection call is very different from a strategy session. If you don't know a difference, there's a 4-hour training there to tell you the difference in how you move from a connection call to a strategy session and so on, right? So, and if you don't know where that training is, ask the question in the Facebook forum. Somebody knows where that is, or ask Amy or ask Emily, and you can access that training. So use this time to the best of your ability, right? Okay. Give me 1 second, because I've got this content that I thought I'd be teaching today, but this is like also from the Letting Go series coming up. It's like we're right at a very crucial point in the high ticket virtual, not crucial like oh my god, but crucial like possibility for the high ticket virtual retreat. So I really wanted to use our time for this today, and we have a couple of really outstanding questions on the table. So I want to hear what it is that you're hearing. And that, you know, the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, it is an abundance practice. It's very much in the energy of the abundance series. There's plenty of people that I can make offers to. The world can support me in making an offer right away. And somebody's going to say yes, because I know there's plenty of people who can say yes. And I love the lows, and the no's, and I embrace them too, because that's all part of growing my abundance. Those are all abundance practices to be engaged in the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, right? So, let me see. I want to hear one aha, something you've heard for you right now. Sherry, thank you.
What I've heard is that I need to be in action. It almost doesn't matter what the action is I'm taking, but I need to be engaged in conversation at a minimum with another person, whether it's in a networking event, whether I pick up the phone, whether I use a call that I've already got established for something else. I need to be intentional and be out there.
Thank you. Beautiful. And I'm going to go to, from here, Grace, was that just a listening or, okay. So I'm going to go from here to, rather than opening up to some other ahas, and I know if you were here and really listening, there should be more ahas for you. We'll hear them toward the end of the call. But I want to go to the really fabulous questions that we've got on deck today. And Mary Kay posted a bunch of them. Fantastic, Mary Kay. Like, fantastic way to leap in. I love it. And I want to start with Marla. Marla posted one, but a beautiful, beautiful, right on point question, Marla. Right? So Marla asked, hi, Michelle, how do we find people that might be interested in what we have to offer so we can set up strategy sessions? Isn't that a fabulous high-ticket virtual retreat question? Because we want to know. So what I want to do is 5 minutes of brainstorming from Marla, because here's what we learned from the Abundance series. Sometimes we think, okay, there's got to be a way, but I don't really know what it is, and it's probably going to be hard, and scarcity, editor. And I already tried all the things, but none of them work, so it's not going to work. So I would do it, but I'm sorry, I can't. All scarcity, which is why we're doing the Abundance series right here, right now, in conjunction with the High Ticket for the Virtual Retreat. For the first time ever, they fit together like hand in glove. How do we find people? Well, we've already mentioned at least a couple of ways. There's more on the table, but Aaron said, man, people come to networking events. I see them. They miss it all the time. How do we then do that? Go over to practical applications for what to do in that networking situation. So networking, that's one way. Actually, I want to back up. Before we make the list, you really want to know who your ideal client is. To the best of your ability, take your best guess. And how you do that? Go over to practical applications. I taught that piece, right? About ideal client. And if you can't remember, somebody was on that call, and we'll share that with you, and it will help them when they share it. You can chat about that in the Facebook forum. I don't want to redo that, you know, hour that we spent on finding your ideal client here. So have an idea of who your ideal client is. And the more you know them intimately, like a character in a novel, like we're going to learn in Mexico, you really understand who they are and what they love and what they, you know, probably a bunch of you, not all of you, but you probably like chocolate. You maybe like a glass of wine. I don't know that for sure about you, right? But, you know, you like to take care of yourself. Maybe you like going for a massage or something else at self-care. Like, these are pieces that I know about us collectively. It doesn't mean each one applies to you, but it's something that I know about the profile of my ideal client. And it's kind of like a conglomerate of all of you together, right? So think about one, I'm going to do one little training, one little piece about your ideal client. Think of one person. I could think of any of you here. And then just know everything about you, right? And it could be anybody. I'm going to pick Marie from it because she's like been around the longest here. But I might want to pick Mary Kay. She's been around the shortest time here, right? Because how Marie entered in might be not how Mary Kay entered in. What do I know about Mary Kay, you know? Loving presence with horses. Love is at the heart of things. Connectedness, it really matters to her. Like, I know things, right? So the more I know that person, then find out where they hang out and go hang out there. They hang out in different places, but go pick one of them. I used to make the mistake that I had to get the right place. So then I would sit there and go, which one's the right place? And I would do it theoretically. Maybe it's this one. Maybe it's that one. What if I make? No, just go there. You'll see. Right? So, think of one of your ideal clients, where do they hang out, and go there. That's networking. And maybe they hang out at art stores, even though one of the things in an earlier iteration of my company, when I was working more with writers, it's like one of my mentors said, go to like spas because, you know, these are women who are taking care of themselves. So you might want to, like, I never followed up on that one, but right. But you'd be hanging out at the spa or put your posters there, you know? It doesn't have to be when they're engaged in horses, for instance. What else are they doing? So networking, one way. Connection calls, we already talked about that with a 4-hour training of how to take that. That's how Aaron wouldn't be here. Connection call that then leads to a strategy session, or Lisa and Maria, I'll see you in just a sec. And a connection call, they might know somebody who needs your work. Or you might end up speaking to their people, or there's all kinds of ways that could lead to things. And 4-hour training about what that could lead to and how to manage, you know, what to do with that. Marie, what else? How could you meet? And, you know, will somebody actually compile? Let me see. Do we want to compile this list? I think that would be great. Whatever we're coming up with here, will somebody post it in the Facebook forum and then post 100 other places where we can find those people? Who will put that? Who will lead and put that? Because we need to know where to find them. who will give an put a list on Facebook, on our Facebook forum, of just some of the ideas we come up with here. Who will do that for me? Shelley, thank you. And Sherry and Grace, let me see. You will add some other ideas. All right. And you can also add, Sherry and Grace, I'm going to leave it to you. What else will take the high ticket? Actually, instead of what I just gave you, what else will take the high ticket forward? I want you to brainstorm yourself, Sherry and Grace. What else will move it forward and start another thread? And if you can't figure that, what that would be, talk to each other and figure it out. Will you do that? Here's another thread of something that will help people move forward. Okay. So Marie, where else can we look for our ideal clients?
Oh, I was just laughing because I realized I've been offering local writing programs that are filling up with hardly any advertising, but I put up stuff in coffee shops. So writers love to sit in coffee shops, and those flyers are bringing people in.
Where are your people hanging out? And you can put some flyers there, and don't do what I did and spend thousands of dollars when you put your first, I've tried it all, right? Early on in my company, I wouldn't do that now, but I spent thousands of dollars in flyers. I got one client, and that's because the flyer distributor had a friend that she told me who she told about my work. Right? So you don't need to spend thousands. You can do it because I don't think Marie spent thousands to do it. Put together a little something and check it out. Try it out. It doesn't have to be complex, right? And then you can build on it. So you could put flyers where the people are sitting. What else can you do? Let's come up with at least 10 ways here really quickly. What else can you do? Erin, I know you know from what happens at eWomen. People sometimes they do a couple things at eWomen.
Yeah, well, you follow up. It sounds like it's maybe some repetition here, but I see so many people at the events where I have to tell them, no, follow up with that person right now. Get them in your calendar right now. I said, she was just asking you about your service. Because I'll walk up quietly. I'm like, so she just asked about your service. Go book her right now. Follow up.
Right in front. Like, right in front.
Oh, we're set to follow up on Thursday via email. And I was like, no, go do that right now.
Exactly.
And get it in there. Yeah.
Yes,
so so my question is, or my answer is just follow up there on the spot. If you don't do it there on the spot, do it via phone ASAP after. Email should be your last resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so when Shelley was asking about, for instance, when Shelley was, it was at you, and when Shelley was asking about copywriting, and I just helped her. I just served serve first. Just helped her for, you know, we were the last ones. We shut the place down. We were chatting for an hour. It's like, hey, do you think there's something more? And we had that call right away. I think we just met that day, right? Within a few days, Shelley was here. It can happen very quickly. So following up, and people, you can have you can sponsor an event, right? You can have a vendor table somewhere like eWomen. It's like $40 or something. Like that. It's cheap, right? It's cheap. So you can have a vendor table at an event where some of your ideal clients are. That's another thing you can do. You can speak in front of where your ideal clients are. That's another way that you can find them, speak to an audience. I just did that to a large group here in Calgary over the weekend. What else can you do to be in front of your ideal clients? Like, where else can you find them? Let's generate some more ideas here. Yeah, go ahead, Grace, and then Erin, and then Mary Kay. And then you can ask each other. That's another thing you can do. Ask each other, where else can I find them? Grace, go ahead.
Prior clients. Go back prior to your client. Prior clients and reconnect.
Yes. And then go look at that document called Alumni Strategy Sessions, because there's huge information that took me weeks to create about what to do and how to talk to them and take them to the next level. And was it Erin and Mary Kay? Mary Kay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just experimenting with throwing out some free offers.
Yes.
On Facebook, just to, and I can't say the success of it, but that's what I'm experimenting with.
Give first. That's what anatomy is. Give first. It's a free gift. And how do I know what to put in there? Because I've talked to people who have pain in my area, right? And then that goes in a free gift. And it doesn't have to be. Anatomy took me a long time to create. It took most of summer. My first free gift, I took an hour to make it. An hour. And it was up online. And 1 hour. And you still have access to that document, by the way. So I still stand by that document because you already know it could be a checklist. Here's 5 things that you should do if, and get that checklist out to people. And so you give first, and you could offer it to people who are asking you, hey, can I go for coffee for 10 hours with you and pick your brain? Well, here's my free gift, you know, take a look and let me know what you think about that. Because, you know, I've already picked my brain and here it is, you know, so you don't go that 10 hour coffee thing. But then maybe it's like, hey, do you have some questions about it? Well, let me help you. And then it goes to a connection call, and then it goes to a strategy session. And again, 4-hour training, go access that about how to move from that step to step to step. Erin, what else? Where else can you find these people?
A couple of ideas. All the business cards that you have in a box or on your desk or anything like that. And then a webinar, say a free webinar or something like that.
So thank you. There's at least 10 ideas on deck of where to find these people. And usually it's not the where. So I'd like, Shelley, if you'll start that. And I'm going to repeat, actually, Sherry and Grace, will you add like 5 more each? And if you can't, so both do the thing that I asked about a different list and then add 5 more things each. Are you willing to do that? And no is a fine answer. Sherry, Grace, yes? Will you do that? Okay, thank you. Shouldn't take you long, right? And if you can't think of 5 other ways, then ask on the Facebook forum. Hey, I'm supposed to come up with 5 other ways. What are 5 other ways? Yeah, go ahead, Shelley, and then Sherry.
Facebook Lives. You could make an offer right there live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And what you make an offer to, remember, you're just dating. You're not married yet. So it's like, yeah, hey, I've got some new stuff that I'm doing. I would love to, you know, try it out. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make, it's not perfect, right? And what should that even go in that call? Ask us a question then. Ask a question, I'll tell you what to put in that, right? So then you're on the move, then you're doing things, right? So let me see. So Sherry, Grace, you'll add a bunch of other ways too. And here's the thing. There's a whole bunch of ways. Don't try to do them all. We end up doing them all poorly. I use only a small fraction of those ways. I give anatomy out to people. I speak. Connection calls have been huge. It's like really low tech. Start close in is easier, but all those ways work. Here's the one piece I want to give you about, and then Mary Kay has a bunch of questions on deck too. So we're going to get to Mary Kay's questions and we'll wrap up. But I want to finish Marla's because it's going to be all, if you're engaged in the high ticket virtual retreat, this is crucial for all of you, right? One of the things you want to do is really see who that person is. That's how that first person just walked up to me and asked for it. That's how I got my first, personal assistant. I knew so clearly, and I'd written and journaled and envisioned her. She walked right up to me. So don't skip that inner world step, because you have to be able to see them. Otherwise, it's like Marie, hey, I want to work with you. And Christina could not see. And, you know, so you need to know what that person is. Just know them, journal about it, and know that they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. All right. So I'm going to skip right over to Mary Kay's questions because she's got a series of fabulous questions. And then we're going to wrap it up. And we got 2 calls next week. So we have lots of time to take it deeper, take it further. Ask your high ticket questions too, both on the Quantum Leaps calls, I'll call, and on the next abundance call. And I will finally get to that content next week. You're going to laugh when I finally get to it. I've been seeding it this call, but we're going to do it next call. So Mary Kay said, here's a story playing for me. The strategy calls I did are precious to me. Notice the good foundation already. If they're not, I would be talking to Mary Kay. How did that happen? One of the things she did is she listened to the call with Bonnie. I would make sure you listen to the call with Bonnie. If you've already listened to it, listen to it again. There's other ones too. There's a call with Myrna. There's alumni in our community, and they've shared calls that we were on because we did some really freaking awesome stuff about strategy sessions. She says, although it's a business, it doesn't seem right calling it a win. Maybe something closer to loving presence, my teachings, expanding. Do you think this story will interfere with me getting more clients? So if I call it loving presence instead of a win, is that okay? First, whatever words are yours. It was with Michelle. I hope you don't mind if I say this here. It's like strategy session. And it took a couple months before. Oh, those are my, what do you call them? Doctor visits? Like, I forget the, you know, but. And for a while it was like, that's not about me. That's not, oh, it's my doctor visits, whatever, right? Whatever your words are, it's perfect. Not does this apply, but how does this apply? Meet the doctor. Yes, thank you, Michelle. Just has a different name for it, but it's the same thing. So don't let the words block you. Then I want to do a little tweak on that for you as you're finding your own name for it. It's a discovery session. It's a strategy session. It's a doctor, meet the doctor call. If there's something, though, about when, Mary Kay, I think there might be a big self-piece owning all of who you are in that. It's okay to win. That's what I want to give you here as well. Because sometimes we've been in an arena where it's win-lose. If I win, and maybe the horse arena is sometimes like this, somebody's going to win. I mean, somebody else is going to lose. Not the way that we play the game here. So I would do some meditating on that. Yes, call it whatever you want. And is there something inside you that will not allow you to win? It's okay to win, because when I win, other people win too. I would want to have that deeply in my bones. All right? So I'm just going to respond to these questions right here, right now. And then always, like, if I respond to these questions, and Michelle's done that once, I answered, like, I thought, oh, that's a great answer. Michelle's going, like, that's not really quite. Other people are going, wow, that was great. You know, I learned stuff. And Michelle's going, you didn't answer my question. So then we came back to it. Keep asking. And then we answered it, I think, the second time. So this is a marathon, not a sprint. If I don't get the answer, or we don't get the answer, there's multiple ways to get those answers, right? So that was Mary Kay's first question. The other question is, how do I create a high-ticket program that I can manage and give the personal teaching? That seems to be my forte, that I really enjoy. What do I put into it? I haven't explored everything. So firstly, the high-ticket virtual retreat teaches deep dive about that. And then the piece that I want to bring from that is, like, well, what do I even put in it? It's not about adding stuff. And I think this is especially for you, Mary Kay. It's what you already got. And it's related to my answer about the wins. And this is for all of you too. It's just like Christina was right in front of Marie and she couldn't see her. Our work is right in front of us, lying on the floor, workshop floor in front of us, and we can't see it. It's already in front of you. It's standing up and knowing the deep value of it. So that thing that you just offered, you valued it at $5,000, but you gave it to that person for, what was it, $700 or $800, right? Next time, and ask about it, because what should that level be? You can double that price. Next time. And again, lots of training in the high ticket virtual. You don't need to add anything. And I've done some of this training, I think, right on the high ticket virtual retreat too. Sometimes we add it in out of scarcity in and around us. Well, if I'm going to double the price, I better add in all this stuff. We're not valuing what's on the table. And then they won't either. See what's already there. I've raised the price and added stuff and people didn't buy. And then I actually pulled some stuff out, added more things in, and then people started buying again, because it's an internal game, right? Usually at first we put in way too much. Practical application says it stands as way too much in it. I couldn't help myself. Then we pull things out. It actually makes it better. We pull things out, do less. And then if you want some of the nuts and bolts, Mary Kay, you could post it. It's like, here's what I've got right now. We can actually dig into the nuts and bolts of it. Here's my offer right now. Can you tweak it, Michelle? We can do that fine tuning, so long as you ask me the question. Can't answer it unless you ask me, you know, a follow-up question about it, right? Another question Mary Kay posted. I just started out, and without very many people knowing about my work, my fee should be lower, right? But even though my students, they're gaining a lot more value than they expected. Can you see this is the same big self question? No, we can't start out as Walmart and become Nordstrom's. Although if you've done that, don't worry. I did that too. But it's like, put your stake in the ground, and what they're getting, here's a nuanced level of me, my time, and my stuff. When you are earlier on in your business or this aspect of your business, they're going to get more of you there. If you want to work with Jeff Walker, for instance, you're not even going to see him, probably. I don't know all the intricacies of it, but unless you pay $100,000, you're not going to get his time, right? And you're not even going to get him, like, you know what I'm saying? So if you're just building that, do you understand that they have more of you there? And you are amazing. If you do not know your own amazingness, and none of us do, we all need deeper levels of that, refer to part two of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. We need to know our own amazingness. So the question itself is saying, I'm not ready yet, so I've got to do a beta. I'm not big on beta versions. Are you kidding me? To be in on that cutting edge, Quantum Leaps next week, it's the first time we're doing it virtually. I've been teaching that material for 7 years, but we've not done it virtually before. I don't think that's any lesser. Is there anything in you that has heard anything in me that says that's lesser? Are you kidding me? I don't think that way at all. I'm super excited about it. And we're on the cutting edge. We're building stuff together. Right? And you got my time and attention and focused energy because I so am excited about it and I'm so engaged. It's like my daughter, when she was in grade one and grade two, Madame Marie was her grade one teacher. The other teacher taught for years. Madame Marie, it was her first year. Everybody wanted to be in Madame Marie's class because she was freaking awesome. You know what I'm talking about? This teacher, like, she was young. And we can be young at heart. You could be, I don't care if you're like 75 or 85, whatever, right? You know? But she had all this energy and she's taking care of the kids. And that's you as you're giving out. Why would you undervalue that? Right? So that's for everybody here. Well, you know, and Mary Kay, you're not alone. Cheryl, I think a couple weeks ago, she said, well, I'm gonna talk to the person and I know I'm going to make an offer and I know it's not going to be high ticket. I talked to her a little bit about that a couple weeks ago. You remember that? If you were there on the call. Are you sure? Yes, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't do it from that place of unworthiness because they will turn down a $500 offer. If you'd offered it to them for $5,000, they might have said yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're not valuing it, why would they? So great, great questions. So, and then you're starting, it's another way of starting close in. They get to be your close-up attention, and you're going to give them the world in the way that we teach at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. That first person, you can give them the world. It is not scalable. You can't do that for everyone, but you can do it for the first person. You can do a version of that for the second person. And the way that we do that, again, all that information is in the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. And it's not the way anybody taught me. But it's really amazing. It's an amazing way to build the business at any stage that you're at, because you can take somebody and bring them in and work with them now. And you don't have to start with a $25 program or $350 program and so on, right? So Mary Kay says, her last question, and then we're going to wrap up the call today. And the content I thought I'd be teaching this time around, I think this was a abundance meets high ticket virtual retreat call instead, right? So I hope you don't mind. I thought I was going to teach something different, letting go, like from the next series. This is what I thought was needed. And there's plenty of time and space, abundance practice, plenty of time and space for all the other pieces that are crucial as well. I'm going to teach you next time. So Mary Kay asked, at an event, does it work to do 15 or 30 minute strategy calls during the off hours of the event? I've heard that called laser coaching, but you said coaching and strategy calls are different. Yes. Sometimes I might answer yes, sometimes no, but I would say in general, I wouldn't do it unless you got a really good reason to do it. Because events take really focused energy and it's one on many. So it is that, you know, if you think of practical applications where we start close in and then move further away, it's a further away experience. So it takes more skill to do one on many. It's a little further away than one on one. Make sense? So then when we take our energy to work that, do those laser coaching along the way, because maybe we want people to, if it's for the purpose of making an offer, that's going to divide our energy. It's not always going to be the answer, but if I'm going to give a blanket answer, I would say no. And yes, laser sessions and strategy sessions are different. And so I'll just say that, and then Mary Kay, go ahead in just 1 minute though. I actually do those for eWomen Network. They're RISE sessions, and there's like 800 people in the audience. There's only a handful of us that Sandra Yancey trusts to be her voice for her on the ground. And we do hundreds of those, just four of us 1 year, five of us the other year. And we're doing person after person after person after person. And we're just having them get a breakthrough in that. And a laser coaching session, it's another thing we can do. Laser coaching session can then lead to a strategy session if it's the right person. So we're kind of screening people. That person I'm just helping. That person I want to take them to a strategy session call, right? So it can be a way when you've got 50 people in front of you, you can do those quicker. But I wouldn't do it at an event unless I had a really, really good reason or had somebody else doing it. And that's if you've already built a lot in your company, you've got a lot of structures and somebody else is doing those laser coaching sessions for you. But I would not do that without asking me a question about it first. And for most of you, probably I wouldn't do that, right? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
But I meant I'm not giving the event. I'm just going to it.
Oh, would you do it? You're going to the event. And no, I would not do that. I used to do that early on. It's a great question. I did it myself. But I would not, because there's a focused energy at that event. And it's a disservice to the event itself, even though we don't mean to, because there are focused energy on that. But and I've tried to do it before, and the person is too divided and there's too much going on. They're distracted. They have no focused mind. So what you want to do is you want them to want a call with you. If it's somebody who is your ideal client, all your one yes at a time, you want them to want a call with you and book a call as soon as they get home. Where they are, I've done that. I've done that at my own events. I did a strategy session and somebody enrolled right at the end of Mexico once. I don't do that anymore. I just wouldn't, right? But I did years ago. And I was at another event and I did a strategy session and I just wouldn't do it. Now it's like, make sure you've implanted that desire in them. You don't implant it. You let it rise in them. Get the call with them as soon as possible after, while they still remember why they want to meet with you. That has a shelf life about a week, but I would do it sooner in, like as soon as they get home. And in the meantime, if you have that free gift built, you can send it to them and then say, hey, let me know what you think, because it will keep them engaged in that and keep them remembering why they want to talk to you. And it also informs them. The more informed they come to you, the easier it is. That's why I have people do so much stuff beforehand with the strategy sessions, because the more they're informed, thanks Shelley, the more they're informed, the more they're a qualified applicant, you know what I'm saying? They have more behind them. If people don't know anything about story, I can't talk to them as well. If they've already read anatomy, we can do more stuff, okay? So Mary Kay, does that give you a start at least on some of these questions? These were fabulous questions.
Yeah, so do I just get their phone number or message them on Facebook?
If they're at an event and you're at an event and Aaron's going, no, I would talk to Aaron too. And if you want more on this, say, Aaron, can I chat with you? And if Aaron doesn't have time, like, it's okay, don't take it personally, but Aaron might send you a note about it or whatever, right? But okay. You want to get on their calendar, book the meeting, have their contact information. I have them put their contact information right on my phone. I send them a text right there, and then we have the on the calendar before we leave the event. You're booking that appointment with them, okay?
But I thought you said not to book it till you get home.
Oh, no, don't do it. Don't, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't do the laser session at the event, but book it. Yes, absolutely.
Just book it at the event.
Book it for sure, yes.
Okay, got it.
That point of clarification. If anything is remaining, post it for the next call and we will continue the discussion, all right? These are fabulous questions, but I know we got to wrap it up. I really want to honor your time. You know, I always tend to go a little bit late. Just book it out on your calendar and then we got to shut down so that we can, or close it off so you can go and make those calls, right? Go and find those people, make those calls and have fun doing it. If it's not fun, we're not doing it right. Go and find out what would make it more fun. What else do you have to carve off your plate? So you can be doing that. I'm doing a whole bunch of strategy sessions right now. It's really fun. It's really fun. So wanaha, and if it's not, is, I don't know if Michelle Zabros are saying it's not fun. So if it's not fun, find out from somebody else. It's fun for Mary Kay. How do you find the fun in it? So we're going to wrap it up for this Abundance High Ticket Virtual Retreat. From now on this committee, I'm always going to put this call here because we need the conjunction of those two things before we get to the next material. Wanaha from this High Ticket Abundance call. One aha, one inspired action. Michelle, you're in my upper left corner, so let's start with you.
My aha is that it's good to do it your own way.
Yes, thank you for hearing this. Because sometimes we go, wow, it looked like this, and I can't do it, so I can't do anything. Not does it apply. How does this apply to me? When you got that doctor's visit, see, it's not my language, right? It's your language.
My language.
Perfect for you. You own it. And then, and we even have a whole training on that in the Having a Big Why series, right? It's so good. Yes, my way. And then your inspired action.
I want to articulate just my, how I work in a way that I can view it as high ticket and I can view the values. I think sometimes I don't view the value.
I love it. Can you hear the depth of that? And that's something that Marie was talking about too, the ways that, I hear Marie's comments in that. The way that you all are playing is just phenomenal. So beautiful to me. Thank you. Freaking awesome. Yes. And then go keep making those offers, right? And I know you do all the time, right? Grace, go.
Clearly, I've not been making offers. I've not been picking up the phone and just pick up the phone. So I have a list of three people in mind, prior clients. I'm just going to pick up the phone and call.
Oh, do you hear that this is life-changing for this company, for Grace and for her company and for the world? That's phenomenal. Thank you, Grace. You heard it. And your inspired action.
to make three calls.
Yes, exactly. To go do it. This will be on the action. Yes.
For my 10:30 session with Marie.
Pardon me, I missed that last part.
Marie and I are getting together at 10:30, yes. Just a touch base call. And so, Mike, before we do that, I'm going to make these three calls.
Fantastic.
And then what happened.
And there are some trainers that say, you know, make those calls like before 9 in the morning. Do I always do that? I can't tell you that I do. But it's a good idea, right? I'm always going to out myself if I don't always do it. But it's a great idea. Those are priority. That's the lifeblood of your company. We do all these other things and because we're afraid, because all whatever it is, just go do it. Beautiful. Erin.
I've been letting go of clothes from my wardrobe. And I do that on a somewhat regular basis. But someone's been giving me clothes back. As in, like, I give my clothes to Goodwill, and then all of a sudden I get this bag of clothes from another woman I know who just thinks they'd be so cute on me. So what I'm going to be doing is giving away my money to someone else, just as an abundance practice. And I think the awareness is just helping me to get into that abundance mindset of, okay, you know what? It's time to take that leap for myself. So it's a big leap for me, for my business, of hiring someone to do virtual assistant and social media for me. So that was my decision. I'm going to give my money to someone else and just watch what happens.
Oh, love it. And we can give it away by hiring somebody. We can give it away by giving it away. And this is a huge abundance practice. Refer to Edwin Gaines' 4 Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. And it's what Rhonda Byrne did when The Secret was almost not flying and she had no money left and the project wasn't. She took the last of her money and gave it away in the street. Because that's really coming from abundance. It can be scary. But it's like, I know there's loss, right? And that's the story inside. So amazing and beautiful, Erin. Yes. And you're inspired to action.
I have a list of calls. I have a lot of calls that I get to make, and I'm just so looking forward to both welcoming people to eWomen Network and to welcoming them to my practice. It's awesome.
These are people who are interested and want my work, and who I can help. Like, what could be better than that? Right? We have all of these. And if you have some more blocks around that, well, ask me about it so we can work them through. Right? Thank you. Beautiful, Erin. Sherry, you're up next.
I think my aha is I have to do both interaction with people, and whether it's on the phone or at events, along with my creative work. I've been working on materials and writing my course. I can't do exclusively one. And then they give a break to one another, so I'm fresher.
Love it. Yes. And I don't stop my calling people to do the creative work. It's going to infuse energy into it. And then I take that time so that when I go talk to them, I'm yes, beautiful. And what's your inspired action?
I have a stack of business cards I've gotten from networking events that I'm going to go through and make some calls.
Fantastic. There are always people in front of us we can't see them, just like Christina and Marie. Beautiful. Thank you. Marie, you're up.
Well, my aha builds off of Erin, because I have hired a team. I've got 2 virtual assistants helping me with 2 different aspects of my business, and it is amazing. And I have no idea where the money's going to come from, but I figure by saying yes to the support, there's going to be more coming in.
Leap, and as I saw just the other day, leap, and then we build our wings on the way down. It's just like, right?
It's amazing. And through that, like, that's helping me with my inspired action, which is actually to envision the one-on-one clients I'm calling into my business, my practice, and I'm reaching out to them. So I'm going to generate a bigger list after this call and follow up.
I love how you've put together so many of the pieces that we've been doing all this call. Freaking awesome. Yes, yes, and yes. Sergio, you're up.
My aha is you can increase your price. Don't start as Walmart, start as Nordstrom.
It we need to go back there over and over and really get it in our bones. What is it to actually know that? It changes everything. And your inspired action, Sergio?
Print the calendar, find the resources, the recordings. I did a survey with somebody. I'll go and see them this Sunday and talk to them.
Fantastic. On the move, talking to actual people, getting it done, putting the big rocks in first in the work that we do here and accessing the resources. Fantastic. Yes, thank you. Mary Kay, you're up.
Well, there's an aha. I don't know if I just want to explore it instead of a strategy call, making it a loving presence call, something like that, or I'm trying not to let the inner voices come in here. But I want to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
What I do. But, and my,
Just before I want to say why that's so beautiful, because Mary Kay might say, here's a loving, you want to come to my loving presence call. That it might not work for somebody else, but it might work really well for Mary Kay, right? Try it out. Because it's like, what's the one thing you, this is the language I would have for, what's the one thing that you need to do to find that loving presence with your horse for somebody who's a little bit more inside the party with her? And I will help you find that one thing. That one thing might be a number of things, one of which might be to do further work with Mary Kay. Perfect. And then, so try it on and see how it works. And then your inspired action, Mary Kay.
I'm trying to choose here.
Yeah, lots of possibilities, right? Whatever the first one is, it's all good.
I'm gonna be the big person when I am at this event and I'm talking to people. I'm not gonna be this. I'm gonna be this. I'm gonna embody it to help myself be it.
Okay. Can you feel where that's coming from? That's beautiful. That has a different Mary Kay, not somebody new, but more of all of who she is walking in the door, and then just allowing the magic to happen, not being attached to the results, but just being there in the fun, in the joy, in the, you know, watching what can happen here, being in the possibility. Really beautiful. Thank you so much for this. A surprise call for me. I didn't know that we were going to do this, but I can't think of anything better that we could be doing. We just never had abundance and high ticket at the same time. What a perfect marrying of the two here on this call. So have a fantastic week, everybody. I will see you on Tuesday. Print out your calendar. Make sure you know the times to show up on Tuesday and Thursday. We have different times. So don't trust my voice. Trust the calendar. We'll see you all soon. Keep posting on the Facebook forum. Ask me questions. Post so many questions that we need to put up another call, all right? Have a great, great week, everybody, or a few days, and I will see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye for now.